Hey guys, Wayne Sutton here at StateTalkWithWayne.com, an impromptu podcast here. I was not planning on doing a podcast, but I really want to talk about God, our deliverer. God, our deliverer. I'm in between meetings. I'm not in the studio, so if you're getting some background music or some background noise, some feedback, amen, that is what unedited podcasting is about. I want to jump into the book of Exodus. Exodus 2, 23 through 24. The children of Israel groaned because of the bondage. They cried out, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage. So God heard their groaning, grab hold of this, and God remembered his covenant. He remembered his covenant with his people. Well, I don't think he ever forgot, just saying. But anyway, now let's jump over to 1 Peter 2, 9 through 10. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the promises of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light, who were once not a people, but are now the people of God. Who were once not a people, but are now the people of God. Amen. Why is that important? In both of these passages, one from the Old, one from the New Testament, there's a pattern. God created his nation, the Old Testament, by freeing an enslaved people using a chosen servant. Okay? Grab a hold of that. He delivered them, made a covenant with them, and after 400 years of slavery, God brought them out of Egypt, and he spent the next few thousand years trying to get Egypt out of them. Now, 2,000 years ago, God brought another servant out of their midst. He delivered his people, made a covenant by placing the law in their hearts and minds. Hebrews 10:16. See, this God, this same God, is still at work within us. He's freeing us from the bondage. See, he delivered his people out of Egypt, but had to spend a long time to get Egypt out of them. We have been delivered from bondage, and he's waiting, and the Holy Spirit is now working to bring forth Christ in our lives. In both cases, God wants to be known as the one who delivers. Can I get an amen on that? Many passages in the Old Testament refer to God as the one who brought people out of Egypt. He was the creator, but he put more emphasis on himself as a deliverer than he did a creator. So today, let's think about this. Today, in all of our becoming, let's never forget that we've already been set free. You are no longer under bondage. You are no longer under bondage. Wow. Paul said, press forward. Do you know you could never press forward if you hadn't been delivered out of the darkness anyway? You're free. You are free in Jesus' name. I want you to grab a hold of this. You are free in Jesus' name. Allow that truth to manifest. Allow that to speak into your heart. And I want to pray over you today. Do me a favor, guys. If you're listening to this podcast, wherever you're at, maybe it's Podbean, iTunes, Facebook, whatever it is, click the share button. Let somebody else know about Straight Talk with Wayne. What is Straight Talk? We bring you the straight talk of the gospel. Amen. The goodness of God. Father God, we pray that may we be always aware. Always be aware of where we've come from. The darkness, the place of not knowing your kingdom, not knowing you as our Lord and Savior. May we always see you, Father God, as our great deliverer. And never let us lose the sight of that. That your identity is one who delivers. We thank you for our deliverance. We thank you for setting us free. And help us to set others free as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Guys, welcome again to this Straight Talk with Wayne podcast, thesecondadam.com. Hit the share button. Go to thesecondadam.com. God bless.